And it came about in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Deep inside the nation of Israel, there is a town called Bethlehem, the house of bread. In order to enter the town of Bethlehem, which is now inside a Palestinian territory, you have to pass through a security checkpoint that has a large sign warning in three different languages of the dangers of entering this territory if you're the wrong person, especially if you are an Israeli. Once you enter Bethlehem and follow the main road through town, you come to the oldest continuously functioning Christian church in the Middle East, the Church of the Nativity, functioning since the 4th century. And when you enter this church, you enter through an intentionally tiny door that forces you to lower your head and enter humbly. Inside, the church architecture, the murals, the mosaics, the floor tiles all betray the fact that this structure has existed through war, through plagues, through crusades, through medieval monastic developments, all the way back to the time when Constantine's mother traveled there and identified this as the place where tradition preserved by those in Bethlehem indicated Jesus Christ was born. Once inside, you'll stand in a long line filled with pilgrims, especially this time of year, tonight, a line that winds through the enormous church to the point where you go through another small door, and folks descend into a very small room beneath the rest of the structure, and there in that tiny room, often now tightly filled with people, there on the floor is the mark of a silver star, the place where Jesus Christ was born. And the marble floor has been knelt on and reverenced so many times that at different places, holes have been worn through the stone. For this is the place where Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man, God of God, Light of Light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, first breathed in a breath. This is where he first opened his eyes and saw his mother Mary, where he first took nourishment, first was swaddled, and first had a good long nap. Candles may be lit there now for a donation. Time may be spent in prayer, but not too much time, for there are hundreds or even thousands of others waiting to enter and see this thing which has come to pass. It becomes clear here that this birth, if it's to be spoken of at all, must be taken down from the Sunday school felt board, from the dreamy spiritual realm of the theologian's mind, and taken out of a mental space reserved for things murky or not quite understood. No, if the Son of God was born here of the Virgin Mary, then he was a little one that you could have held in your arms as surely as you could touch the holes in the marble floor worn through by the reverent use of the pilgrims today. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Now we wonder sometimes when we read the scriptures at how those who had witnessed the miracles of Jesus could still have not believed. Those who saw the bread and the fish multiplied, who saw the healing of the man born blind, who witnessed the raising of Lazarus even, We chuckle to ourselves how someone could be so close to Christ and yet miss it, miss him. But in that tiny room in Bethlehem, the experience is enough to give a person pause. It is difficult to shake yourself free from the reality that while you're there in the place where Jesus was, at the same time, pilgrims are shuffled in and shuffled out. There's a gift shop upstairs where you can have a coffee and you can purchase a postcard and a stamp. In that place, some of the pilgrims are reverent and clearly trying to grapple with the realities of that place, and others act as if they're waiting in line for a snow cone. In that place, that sacred place, Bethlehem, Palestine, Israel, there is the eternally mystifying and wonderful reality that we face here tonight. This actually happened. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. A mystical truth manifested in the tiny body of an actual baby who sometimes needed a nap or a nappy change. It was a salvific miracle manifested in a child who was born and swaddled just like you were swaddled, and just like you may have swaddled your own children. The awe was not due so much for the reason that something beyond belief had happened before our eyes, but that something practically commonplace was happening before our eyes. And if cameras existed at the time, you could have taken a picture and made your own postcard. And yet this little one was the light of the world. The birth of Jesus Christ, for all its miraculous nature, was in a very real sense normal. The hulking Church of the Nativity, which has for millennia housed and protected this sacred spot, protects a place in which God himself got in line with the rest of us. That's what's astounding. When you approach this altar and the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ are given you, you have an experience no different from that of the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, and no different than that of one of for whom loaves and fish were multiplied, and no different than one for whom the experience of seeing a blind man healed at the touch of Christ. You are in the presence of something miraculous and yet astoundingly normal. Bread and wine, body and blood. How could someone who have witnessed the wonders of Christ and stood in his presence still struggle to believe? Wasn't it so obvious? Wasn't it so clear? If only I could have had the chance to stand in his presence and see such things. Indeed, it was clear then for those who were willing to believe their eyes. Indeed, it is clear today for those who are willing to believe their eyes. The Son of God came to visit us in great humility, but such humility that you would even find it hard to believe how humble was that visitation, that you could reach out and touch him, that he could reach out and touch you. The Feast of the Incarnation, the Feast of Christmas, is a miracle that's staring you right in the face as tangibly as the host and the chalice of his sacrament. Heaven and nature are singing together. It's very close to you now. Don't miss it. Make space in your soul today for this miraculous and normal scene of God meeting humanity. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.